left off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Looks like it's playing, but it ain't.
No, it's not.
Just a little. Come on down. A little old fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm blessed, Jolene. And welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Hey. It's cold down here.
Well, we've still got problems with the board. There's still, I mean, even when I called in, so if people are trying to call in and things, I mean, it's like this is 2 days in a row. It said we're experiencing high call volumes and please call back. And then it's like, we'll press one to go live. And I'm thinking, this, you know, and you're telling me you got problems. Yeah, man, you definitely got problems there. And plus, we're seeing our intro song play, but it's not, we're not hearing it. I don't know if anybody else is hearing it. Was you hearing it, Paula, when we started off?
Yeah, I heard it.
You did hear it?
Our Willie song? Yeah, I heard it.
Well, now, I played it. I had to hear it. Usually it does it automatically. And when it does it automatically, you can't see it counting down on our board. But now it's like we've played it and it's counting down on the board.
Right.
I didn't have any trouble signing in though.
No, I didn't have trouble signing in. It's my calling, the host calling number. It's telling me it's busy. Telling me the line is busy due to a high call volume. So. Let's get started. We've only got 30 minutes, and sorry, I feel like it's a birthday affair. I will get the birthday song up there. Leighton Clean, Paul Nevitt, Anita Sacco, Jim Carrigan, Tom McKee. Tom McKee is out there in Colorado. He's been on the show with us. Ray Matt, Ika, Caleb Nee, Peter Amistia, I can't say your last name, and Willie Nelson celebrates today and tomorrow as his birthday. There you go. That is my birthday, Miss Jolene. Do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any.
Go for it, Pioneer Paula.
Willie Nelson, happy birthday. I love you.
Famous birthdays. Number one famous birthday was Willie Nelson, 83 years old today. Jerry Seinfeld, and I don't even know how. I didn't even put how old Jerry Seinfeld is, but today's his birthday. Sorry about that. But Dale Earnhardt, born on this day in 1951, passed away in 2001. So happy birthday to him. For the NASCAR fans, I think is what he was. Day in history, 2004, on this day, World War II monument opened in Washington, D.C. So then we've got the question of the day. On the question of the day, I like these questions of the day. I'm really into these questions of the day. I don't know if anybody answered a lot of it today. Nobody's answered. Okay.
I didn't even look at it. Sorry.
The question of the day, oh, you're fine, Jolene. Is it possible to get a contact high, Pioneer Paula?
Probably.
I thought you understood. Paula says probably. Miss Jolene, what do you think?
Well, yes, I would imagine so. Well, I know so. But, you know, stop and think. They complain about the secondhand smoke, you know, cigarette smoke. of course, you know, so you can get secondhand cigarette smoke, you can get secondhand marijuana smoke, which would give you a buzz. I know this, though, it's possible because when I go in the bathroom and close the door, my little dog's in there, it gets a buzz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it feels better.
And I also, one time, this is really funny, there was a fly buzzing in there. And, you know, by the time I got through, because I closed the vents and the door so the smoke can't get out all through the house. But anyway, the buzz was, the fly was just buzzing all over the place. And then finally it went buzz, buzz, then it quit buzzing and I found it laying. And I don't know if it was dead or if it was just knocked out or what. But it done something to the fly. Try that. Watch and see if it don't happen. Try it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to say yes. Yes, you can get contact buzz, yes.
That's a great bug repellent right there, Jolene, maybe.
Yeah. All natural.
You have to hide just, yeah, all natural and just pass them out for a little while, you know.
I don't know why. It was funny, though.
Well, the answer that they gave us was under the right conditions, a contact high is not only possible, but it's very likely.
Right. I agree.
Right.
So they say yes. Great question of the day. Shout out to Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Danny Rice, John Kalawinski up there in Erie, Pennsylvania, Pioneer Paula Willett, Cheryl McNahan, Occupy Kentucky, Kentucky Blue Boy that's listening in the chat box. Thank you so much, Robin Osborne is who Miss Robin is. And we're going to talk about something Miss Robin shared in just a minute. Hank, love of my life, Miss Jolene, my co-host, Michelle Hill, big shout out to you. Weeds for You, big shout out to the Weeds for You people. That's a like page up on Facebook that's sharing our show out there and listening in. And April Davis out there in Missouri, big shout out to you, Miss April. Occupy Kentucky, she shared earlier, Bevan's Deep Toes, the advocacy program for disabled people. He vetoed the state budget earlier this week, was $400,000 that would have gone to the ARC of Kentucky. Now, the ARC of Kentucky is an advocacy organization for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The money was set aside to help fund the nonprofit's leadership program, which trains people with disabilities, supporters, and civic engagements. Their executive director said that $200,000 per year was in budget to return to the program of its original funding level. Bevan's vetoed all part of the 14 bills that the legislation session included several line-item vetoes to $21 billion two-year state budget. Each year, the Advocacy and Action Program trains up to 24 participants each year and pays for travel expenses on two events in Frankfurt. You know, I mean, I'll tell you something. If you go to help anybody, this is what it boils down to. If you go to help anybody anymore, you know, they want you to do it at your own cost. You know, they don't want the government. If you can't work and pay your taxes and be a part of what they call a working society, you know, hell, you're an outcast. You know, you're ready for the home. You're going to be put on medication. You're going to be confined into an area, and you're going to be like a zombie, I think. I mean, it's like, damn, man. I mean, we've lost compassion for all messed up, man.
Well,
what I liked about this ARC program is that according to the nonprofit IRS 990 report from 2013, The organization, they received $184,890 in federal grants, okay? Now, that's what they got from federal grants. But they, while they brought in $2,823 in membership dues. So they brought in more in membership dues than they got from government grants. Then, on top of that, they got a $5,008 other contributions of people that donated. So, you know, they said that year of Kentucky, they also raised $56,971 in additional revenue, including fundraisers. So, I mean, hell, this is a damn group here that's not really being funded a whole lot by the government now, according to that. If we're going to go by their, you know, according to the IRS things. Kentucky Blue Blood says bringing in 2,000. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's saying exactly what I was saying. Just got through saying, and less, yeah. So, I mean, man. Only brought in less. So now, I mean, what do you do? There's going to be more people that's going to be left laying in the, like the homeless. I mean, you know, I mean, hell, they only brought in less. I don't know. Scary, absolutely scary, 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 scary. The weather here today. Let's get to the weather because we've only got a 30-minute show. Please do not be drinking and driving. It's Friday night. Big Brother's going to be out there. So don't be drinking and driving. Plus, you know, I mean, just get your designated driver. You know, don't be doing anything illegal and driving. You don't even have to be doing that. Don't be speeding. You know, that's the big thing. Just don't speed. Oh, wow. Well, this stupid weather map. Well, I might find out what the weather is here in just a second, folks. The weather here, it is 70 degrees, sunny, and beautiful. Miss Jolene.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Oh. I was talking away. 52 and sunny.
52 and sunny. And Pioneer Paula.
65 and rain with thunder.
Really? You got rain and thunder?
Yeah, and tomorrow we got thunderstorms, and Sunday we got thunderstorms.
Getting ready for those nice flowers.
Oh, yeah, all it does is make this damn grass grow.
Yeah, that too.
Right.
Jim had snow again this morning.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, that's like, you know, KK and Brittany are getting ready to leave for Colorado, you know, here, well, I think in just the next day or so. I mean, I think because her appointment's at, on the 4th of May out there with KK, with the new doctors about these seizures and things. And so she said, you know, here where she's going to out there, you know, she's leaving this beautiful, nice weather here and going to snow. You know, there's snow out there.
And her family. She's leaving her family.
Right, and leaving her family and her children. Yeah, she's having to leave some of her children behind, you know. So it's sad, you know. I mean, I remember when Charlie's mommy had to pack up and leave, you know. And now, I mean, they've come back, but Charlie, you know, Charlie's still having real bad seizures, you know. Not as bad as he was when they first took him out there and things, but the medicine the medicine, you know, that Charlie is on. I mean, it's just, oh, it's so expensive, you know. I just don't understand. I don't understand all this. Sure, it does break my heart.
Somebody's making a lot of money off the sick.
Well, that is for sure, Paula. Well,
and one
I just don't know what people, you know, as much money as some people's got, you know, they could really help and be a help to others, you know, and do something to make life a little better for them, you know. And it always seems the people that doesn't have the, you know, that has the least is the ones that always helps or tries to help the most. Have y'all ever noticed that? Somebody's got the least,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That's true.
You know. Yeah.
But these people that just need the CBD oil, they'll ship that to any state. I mean, I don't know if that's what the medicine that they're needing, but they'll ship that anywhere.
It's my understanding, Jolene. I think they're needing some of the THC in the CBD oil is what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just illegal. It's just really bad illegal here, you know. And, I mean, if you've got your child on it, CPS threatens to take your child from you, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the CBD oil is under strict supervision. And once they got all the children in the study, then no other child, I don't believe, can get in the study. So it's illegal for a child to have it unless they're supervised by University of Kentucky, I believe.
Right. And they're,
so
they only
not
limited
really totally legal.
And they only limited it to just a certain amount of them. That was, you know, like I say, some of them have died, been on this waiting list. You know?
I know they'll ship the CBD anywhere in the state. I mean, I know that for a fact.
Right. Yeah, I just think they need that more.
But if they get caught with it and they don't have the doctors, whatever, and they're not in the study, then it's illegal.
See, that's just so ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, there's no THC in it.
Right. I know. It's like they make laws to punish you on laws that they've approved, you know, of things that they've, take alcohol. I'm telling you, alcohol is a $1 billion industry to the court system. It is. It's a $1 billion industry, alcohol is. I mean, just, and not only for them, but the insurance companies. You know, man, I'm pissed at my damn insurance company. I found out my insurance in the last 4 years has overcharged me $3,000+. And I've called them on charging me that, but yet they can't reimburse me the difference, you know. And it's just bullshit. It's bullshit. I mean, I'm absolutely furious over it, you know.
What kind of insurance?
Like, damn.
You're talking health? Health insurance, car insurance, what
no,
kind of insurance?
Automobile insurance, Jolene. Automobile insurance, you know.
Well, they should be able to add that to your bank, you know, what they owe you.
Oh, I know, but, you know, and then this one smart ass is, oh, well, you get what you paid for. Well, no, dude, you know, you're talking to somebody that ain't had no wrecks, I ain't had no claims, I ain't had no DUIs, I ain't got no tickets here. You know, you've been charging me $132 a month for full coverage insurance, and now you're telling me, oh, no, I've been paying too much. I should have only been paying $62 a month. Well, yeah, I'm going to be mad and fuck. I'm going to be mad and fuck over it, you know. I think I've got, you know, every right to be mad and fuck over that, you know.
Yes, so they're not willing to forward that to your account and give you credit for it?
No.
I'd be finding another,
you know,
insurance company.
Well, that's where I'm at, Jolene. You know.
Yeah.
Which I'm
bullshit.
Going to definitely do that. But you know, here it is. I can't even, you have to wait until it expires. And I was like, well, why can't we just put this one in there and then like do away with that one? No, you can't do that. You know. So it's like you're locked in there with them until that last date of that billing date, you know. It's like, God, I just want to explode from this, you know.
What, to change companies?
Yeah, to change companies.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
I don't either. And they can give you a credit when anytime they you can have a credit. Or back in the day when I sold it, you could.
That's right.
That was
It's 420, girls. We need to buy
right.
one.
It's, right. All
now,
right.
Shadow's
we'll
telling us.
2 minutes and 26 seconds away, Miss Jolene.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lots of state of mind and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. What
Yeehaw.
A badass little song. It's a bad song. Got a shout out for Jared Allway.
You're echoing.
Yeah, I'm hearing myself.
I don't hear.
I don't know why.
Don't know. I don't hear nothing. Sound good to me? I don't know.
Yeah,
weird.
I'm like, ooh. Nah, hang on. All right, is that better? No.
No.
I'm echoing to you, Paul, I think. Mute yourself for a minute, Paul. I can hear myself going, oh, yeah, I think that's what it is. I was echoing through Paula.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Did
how
you hear
does
it, Paula?
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm hearing myself.
Oh, really? Are you joking?
And I wasn't before. How the hell does that happen?
I have no idea, Jolene. It's crazy.
And I don't hear it now.
If I were you, I would write to the or call the Department of Insurance in Frankfurt and tell them the name of the insurance company and the agent and what they're doing to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, man. It's like, if, you know, I mean, you think you know, I mean, I've got an insurance agent that work, you know, that's supposed to have my best interest at heart. And I'm thinking, damn, dude, you know. You know, I thought you had my best interest at heart. Fuck, you've been getting me fucked here. You know.
Yeah, they have their own ass in interest, not yours.
Did they make a commission off of your premium?
Oh,
the bigger your premium
exactly
is, the more money they're going to make.
Exactly, and if you quit him, that's probably something against him.
Oh, well. Yeah, he's actually dead now.
He's dead.
But it's just,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, the guy's actually dead now, but, I mean, his insurance company's still, like I say, I mean, I don't know. I've never, I've had insurance all my life. I mean, it's like, man, damn, you're just tortured no matter what. I want to thank the guests that signed in and out that was listening in. Once again, thank Kentucky Blue Blood for listening in over there. Only 30-minute show. Man, busy time. Everybody, make sure you're not drinking, driving, smoking, or driving. Can't tell you anything about any world news events. I don't know what the events was. Let me see if we got time for events. Paradise is this weekend. That's in Pomeroy, Ohio. Paradise is. It was in Houstonville last year. I think they said it'll be back in Houstonville in 2017. You got Vessel that's at the Brick Alley tonight at 10 o'clock. They're down there at the Brick Alley in Frankfort. That's on 325 St. Clair Mall in Frankfort. You've also got Born Cross-Eyed. That's a band at Cosmic Charlie's tonight at 10 at 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington. Then you've also got Riding the Pain Away. That's in Lexington at Centered, 309 North Ashland Avenue, Suite 180 in Lexington. And then tomorrow at 7 is the Possum Trop Feed Shop, Cornet Engineering, Bonfire, $5 entry, proceeds pay for the porta potty and the musician's gas money. So, pretty cheap. And then, where do we have Tom? We've got Tom again, Tom Hagley at Tom at Flappers Bar and Grill in Mount Vernon, Ohio. And happy birthday again to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson celebrates today and tomorrow as his birthday. So happy birthday once again, Willie Nelson.
We love you.
Absolutely. A big shout-out to the love of my life. Another big shout-out to my near Paul. Big shout-out for my co-host, Miss Jolene. Thank you so much also for being on the show with us every day. Today makes our 597 episodes, 597 episodes. So, man, we're rolling right on. We've got a lot of shows here. Still just going. Blackie White Medicine Show is coming up, I think, next. I think he's still doing the show. I talked to him earlier. Blackie's almost back to driving. Been a while for him. Yeah, so he's almost back to driving. Yeah, he's got him a car and things, so he's actually going to be independent, back out on the highway driving. So looking forward to seeing him drive again. It's almost an emotional thing. He's been without his license for so long. I know he couldn't do without him. He wanted to argue me for years, though, that he could go the rest of his life without him, but no, it's just too hard. But anyhow, thank everybody again once again for being with us. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Love you, ladies. And Miss Jolene's going to take us away. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love y'all.
Fashion karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.